For the fourth consecutive year, the Two-Spirit Program at the Community-Based Research Center is calling upon relations, government officials, policymakers, hereditary leaders, and allies across Turtle Island to declare Thursday, March 20th, 2025, the spring equinox, as Two-Spirit and Indigenous LGBTQIA+ Celebration and Awareness Day in Canada. Jaylene McCrae is a proud Two-Spirit, sober Indigenous trans woman and leader within the 2S LGBTQIA+ and recovery community. A 60s Scoop survivor, she was raised by settlers with ancestral family roots in Treaty 4 Zagame Anishinaabek First Nation, Kawakatoose First Nation and Métis Nation, Green Lake, Saskatchewan. As a member of Vancouver's diverse and fabulous drag community, McCrae, known by her stage name Jaylene Time, holds the title of Elder Princess 27 of the Greater Vancouver Native Cultural Society, Empress 35 of Vancouver, BC, Tsarina of the First Nations of Canada, and presently serves as chairperson of the International Court Council, first in line of succession, heir apparent to Queen Mother I of the Americas, Empress Nicole the Great. Jaylene is a research coordinator with CBRC's Two-Spirit program. She also contributes to Indigenous healing ceremonies for the Two-Spirit population of Federal Justice System Corrections, and has shared teachings for Canadian government training on diversity, inclusion, and reconciliation. Thanks for joining me, Jaylene. Can you, for our listeners, let us know what is the Community-Based Research Center?
Yeah, well, it is a research center. So what it does is it really explores access points for healthcare and sexual healthcare for the 2S LGBTQIA+ communities. And, really continuing to explore different lived experiences and making sure that the reporting is accurate towards the lives that are lived today.
And why is it important to have a specific research group for these topics?
Well, I actually happen to be on the Two-Spirit program team. So this is something that I was brought into research, not in a generally speaking, how it would normally be done. For myself, I bring in a lived experience of navigating the world as an Indigenous trans person. And so I came into the program because the research company, and generally speaking, it is an academic world. And for myself, I really value the fact that the organization made a commitment to really including different voices and different viewpoints and different contributions towards the work that we do. And I think that that is something that I think is really important, is we just need to really make sure that we continue to share the stories and the voices and the experiences of all our people within our queer communities, and just to make sure that the reporting is accurate towards that and it moves forward to bringing access to more people.
When and how did you get involved with the Community-Based Research Center?
I attended a symposium that the Two-Spirit program was hosting, and I was invited to be a speaker at it. And I actually, to be quite honest, I hadn't been in a room full of all Two-Spirit people before. And I was really impacted by that, to be sharing stories and to also witness a group of people that were really taking care of that environment and presenting information about healthcare, but also about support for our communities, remote and urban. And I just felt like, oh, this is something that feels really good. And I had previously been working in a college, working in the art community as a makeup artist and instructor. And I actually just felt like I needed to have a shift. The feeling that I had was I need to show up and be part of a resurgence of Two-Spirit empowerment, but also the healing journey that is really important for Indigenous people. And so that's sort of how that happened. It was really just a shift of an experience that I had that moved me and inspired me to show up in a different capacity.
What does your work within the Two-Spirit program entail?
The work that I do with our team is, number one, be visible. So we show up with different stories of lived experience. For myself, as an Indigenous Two-Spirit transgender human being, also I'm a 60 Scoop survivor. I've also been sober I'm in my 27th year of continuous sobriety. I also am a trans person. And so just being able to navigate my existence in this world has been, you know, I've learned a few things along the way. And, you know, I think that is something that is really important. We all bring our own dynamics of our stories. the stories of our nations, the stories of our hopes, of what's important to us. And, you know, I think just the balance of those experiences make a real important group of people that not only can come together and support policy, but we can also go together as a unit and visit the nations and have talking circles and really listen to how we can help people in many different ways.
Yeah, you mentioned never having been in a room full of just Two-Spirit people, and that visibility. I have to imagine that being able to go out into communities and provide that experience for other people is huge. You're here today to talk about a call to make March 20th officially the Two-Spirit and Indigenous LGBTQIA plus Celebration and Awareness Day. What can you tell me about that?
Yes, well, this actually, it has now been recognized by our province as Two-Spirit Day. And that is something that is really exciting because it is now expanding across Turtle Island. So in different communities, they're hosting events to recognize the spring equinox as Two-Spirit Day. And we do that annually. And we're just working to really push for the resurgence of our visibility, but we can't do it alone. And I think that's one of the things is that we encourage our community partners as well that are building community and brave spaces for people to access support resources, a plethora of resources for people to access for just their daily health care, for support in their career development, also sexual health care testing, a bunch of things that are really important, specifically with our legislation now. It's important. I'm part of a campaign called Drag Out the Vote as well. It's just making sure that people are aware that we need to get out there and vote, because as we see across the border, you know, there's a lot of targets towards the identity of the 2S LGBTQIA plus communities, the trans communities, the gender affirming care, all these things are really at risk. And so it's important that we have a presence that is strong and that feels confident to be able to show up together to really define the importance of strengthening diversity in our communities. And actually, it's life-saving.
Yeah, absolutely. That community is so important and that building those connections.
Yeah, so Two-Spirit Day for us, it does fall on the spring equinox. When you think about it from a Indigenous way, it is a time when we're going from winter to spring, to where the season's changing, to where we can take our learning opportunities and our storytelling to the land, because we can now go out, the weather changes and, you know, the sun comes out and the plants come out, so we're able to really be on the land. So, you know, that's really traditionally, that's what that shift means, is being able to take our teachings and come together. And that's exactly what we're doing, is like we're just taking to the land, coming together, and we're recognizing the importance of having a lot, because the reality is a lot of Two-Spirit people have been displaced from culture because of colonization. So they haven't always been welcomed into the circle. And that is shifting and that is changing. And we want to just really welcome people who haven't felt connected and haven't felt that support, just to like reaffirm that we're here and we're finding each other. And when we have days of recognition like this, it also boosts a level of pride in us that says, yes, we're here. We've always been here. We're not going anywhere. And now we just need to hold our communities accountable to recognizing this.
I think that ties into this year's theme, which is access. What does that mean to you in the context of Two-Spirit Day?
Yes, well, access to me, I think of a large tree, and I think of the branches, and I think all each of those branches should lead to a resource of support. It's life. Those branches represent life, and they lead towards the support that we need as people, as human beings, as Indigenous Two-Spirit people, like I mentioned, to our healthcare access, towards sexual health. And for myself, I identify as a stigma buster and a Sir Thriver, in a sense that I want to have conversations with people that are authentic and real and gritty and vulnerable, important. And I think access is about being able to come together and say what you need to say without the fear of judgment. I think for so long, we have learned through generations that there's only certain things that we can say and there's certain things that you don't say, and it's not going to be welcomed. And for myself, I'm like, if it has to do with the well-being of this journey of self-discovery, then it's welcome. And so this is what we're doing. And our Inner Truth Spirit Day is we collaborate with a local community hub that welcomes every demographic of people, the Birdhouse in Vancouver. And it is a space that is like a club, but it is like queer and trans owned. And they welcome many different members of our community to come here, and they really support also empowerment and also learning opportunities. And that's what we do too as well, is we create a space of fellowship, but we also provide different discussions that, tackle some important issues. Like this year we're going to be discussing gender-based violence and art-based therapy and some of the different pathways to healing for that. And so we're coming together and we're going to have like bannock and some foods and some drag performances of two-spirit artists, and also a testing hub from Health Initiative for Men as well. So we're going to have a nurse on there to discuss what STBBI testing and also some vaccines as well. Just access is making sure that when we come together in a good way, we're loving, we are exploring, and we are recognizing and honoring the people that came before us and reawakening. And we do realize that that healing journey is not just us. It is seven generations of our people, of our ancestors, that we are rising up for as well.
You mentioned this celebration addressing gender-based violence. How is that going to be tackled in the context of the events, and why is it particularly important to do so?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say tackled. I would say explored and defined. Because I find there's a lot of people that don't even really realize that they have been victims of gender-based violence. Because I'll speak for myself, at a young age, I just kind of figured out, work really hard, don't expect much, and know your place. And so I just got on with it. And I think it's normal. So you just get through being treated a certain way and you navigate with that experience. You don't even realize that you deserve better. And so I think that having a discussion that defines what gender-based violence means, what lateral violence means within community, these different ways about how to define that, and to be able to have access towards having a discussion of support on, well, how does one even, once you've defined it, what does that healing journey look like? Because people have different capacity for different ways to learn about things, but also comfort levels of what environments they feel safe in. And so it's a discussion that is a community-based environment, and it's going to be led in a good way by some of our community leaders, including myself and also a representative from Health Initiative for Men. And also we have an elder, Sheila Nyman, who does ceremony and has worked as a counselor for gender-based violence. And we also have an art-based therapist coming as well. Her name is Jillian Bagan. And so we're working together with different experiences within that topic to provide a support, but also just to open a discussion so that people can understand a little bit more on how we can show up in community with some new findings and some new pathways to support.
You've touched on it a few times, but what do you hope that people who might attend this event, this celebration, will take away from it?
That's a great question, because I hope that people who attend will realize that it takes all of us to create growth and empowerment. All of us, from every walk of life. Just showing up is an action of allyship, I believe. It's like sometimes people ask me, well, how can I help? How can I be part of? If you see an event, one thing I love about it too, speaking of access, is that the Birdhouse, for all their events, there isn't a barrier for cost for people. So they're like, for certain events, if there's tickets, like for example, the day event, it's free. So everyone can come, all ages. And then there's a dance event at night. There's tickets there, but also if budget is an issue for people, there's also a sliding scale as well. So I mean, pay what you can. And I think that is just so important. And that's an action of allyship. That's saying we don't want anyone left behind. We want you to come and be part of this. And if you're able to be able to support that, do it in the way that you can. And I think that is so healthy. I think that is so beautiful. And I think that, I have an amazing life today. I want to just recognize that. Like, I'm so grateful for being able to walk this earth today. And I just feel this real need to share it and to create pathways for people following so that they can, you know, get to know themselves and build that confidence, maybe at a younger age than I did, you know, and just be able to have that support and feel it and realize that the power inside of them is to be them. And the only limit of what they can achieve in this life is their imagination. That's really important to me.
Great. Can you give the details about the event at the Birdhouse? Where, when, how people can find out more information?
Yes, it is on Friday, March 21st from 12 until 6 p.m. at the Birdhouse in Vancouver. And that is a day event that will include a pipe ceremony. Also going to be doing a welcome from Elder Sheila Nyman. And then we're going to be having some community people share what Two-Spirit Day means to them. And then we're going to be having the workshop discussion, art-based. There's going to be lots of arts and crafts there. And to have a discussion about gender-based violence as well. And then after that, we're going to have some drag performances for some local performers, but also the winner of Canada's Drag Race Season 5, the Virgo Queen, is going to be there as well. And myself, Miss Congeniality from Canada's Drag Race Season 5, and Zana, and from Ilona Verley, and Theoretical, and Ella Lamara from Call Me Mother. So there's just going to be a whole bunch of really welcoming energy of diverse artists, a space where, like I said, there's going to be Bannock there, there's going to be discussion, just a friendly place to come in and, you know, recognize this day.
And I think it sounds really great how there is such a wide variety of approaches and activities and even just sort of like moods and topics. You know, you've got some more serious topics and you've got some fun as well, some celebration as well as some introspection.
I like that you said that. Because I look at things, I try not to look at things as really serious. You know, I think that we would speak to think about when we talk about life, it can be serious. And I think that I try to think about navigating through a medicine wheel of balance in a sense that this is life. And I want to feel good through anything that I face in this journey, right? And I think that when we come to a space and we have discussions, as a matter of fact, we take away the weight of that serious and just say, oh, this is just what we experience. And when we come together, we learn from each other. And we're able to get out there into the world and realize that we can feel good and we can feel in balance through anything we have to face. I just feel that that is such a great place to kind of navigate together and just to know that there's power in our unity. There is strength in our truth. And there is freedom in the flow of we're going to be okay.
Great. Well, thank you, Jaylene, for taking the time to chat with me today. Is there anything else you think people should know?
Well, I just want to let people know that everything you kind of need to navigate your own experience is within you. And I just love that because the more people I meet, you know, the more people we connect with, and when we listen to each other's stories, you just realize, oh, you have that in you. It's just kind of like building confidence around people to say that you're the perfect you. And just keep exploring, keep looking out for things that you see online that inspire you, that make you feel good, and gravitate to those stories until you can really foster this confidence to share yours. And I think that's the way. It's like, just keep, what did they say in Finding Nemo? Just keep swimming.
Yeah.
Just keep moving forward, because there are a bunch of people out there that feel exactly the same way as you do. And when we find each other, we go back to that really enjoying this journey.
Well said. Thanks again for your time today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
That was Jaylene McCrae, research coordinator with the Community-Based Research Center's Two-Spirit program. On Friday, March 21st, Jaylene and the CBRC will celebrate Two-Spirit and Indigenous LGBTQQIA+ Celebration and Awareness Day with an all-day event at the Birdhouse at 44 West 4th Avenue in Vancouver. For more information about the event and about the Community-Based Research Center, visit cbrc.net. For CJSF 90.1 FM, I'm Jesse Wensloff. This interview is made possible by funding from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this and other stories from around the country at frequencynews.ca.